B-Pod Studios.
Now, more Touch Her Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When you're trash and when you put on performances like you, like I did this past week, anybody can start talking to you. And from the whispers and the chirpers and the things, that's, but when you're doing your job and when you're good enough, like certain people, they, you know, it doesn't even get to your desk. But the fact that, you know, you're down or you may be low in confidence at that particular point in time, that you're an easy target because you're down.
Huh, 98.5 Sports Hub. We're Touch Her and Rich. Rocking it. All right. That was Cam Newton, and he has been very, he's taken the blame. He's been accountable for his terrible play. And I'm just impressed he has a desk like John Wallach, who has an office in his own house, which I'm very impressed by. John actually has the house to hold an office.
Yeah, I got a desk in my bedroom.
Yeah, I have a desk on our third floor that I never use unless I'm broadcasting from home.
Now, do you have a Scarface poster behind you, John? Is that where you do business?
No, we've gone through this. I have the plaque of Ken Griffey Jr. cards behind me in the office.
Now, do you have any knickknacks from the Dr. Demento days?
No, I do not.
You don't have like a bunch of cassettes like that? That, like, you know, friends were trading of novelty songs back in the day?
Just, you know, when last time I moved, I misplaced my Weird Al vinyl Dare to Be Stupid album. I haven't seen any of those in a while.
Well, we'll have to get you a cutout of fish heads or something.
Okay.
So you can actually... now, do you you decorated your office?
Not really.
Does your wife use the office, or do you both have offices?
No, my wife has been working from home since March, so she's kind of moved in and taken over, yeah.
Yeah, because I have nowhere in my house to go. I have nowhere. There's nowhere for me to go. There's no room. And as much as I've always made fun of man caves, I would like to have an area. I don't need it to say, like, you know, Schlitz malt liquor. And,
right. You don't need a neon sign.
And have a pool table. Yeah, right.
You just need a door to close.
Yes. If I had a door to close, but I do not.
Yep. And you know what? When you don't have a door to close, that room is the bathroom. Where you just go in there and hide. I mean, how many times have you just gone in there just to sit down and just have a moment to yourself?
Yeah. And the thing is, I think it would be good for my family if we spread out a little bit more in the house. I do think that it would be a positive. Instead of being a negative that someone's hiding, I do think that everyone's at an age and people are taking up enough space. Because my kids' bedrooms are very small, which is kind of by design. I don't want them hauled up, you know, doing what kids do in bedrooms for all day.
You don't want like a cool Johnny Bravo room, right?
If they want to Bravo out their rooms, that's fine. But let's put it like there's not much more than a bed and places for their clothes. There's, you know, like you couldn't have. I mean, they could put beads up instead of a door. I wouldn't have problems with that. but there's not a lot of room. So it would be good if but my son has kind of commandeered the third floor because he is that's where he plays video games.
Mm-hmm.
So I got nowhere. And then if like I'll be reading a book, like in the process of reading a book, and they just ask me questions. Everyone in the house just talks to me while I'm reading, which I find odd. Like I'm not doing anything. And when was the last time that you didn't have to rewind something that you were watching? Like if you like something you're watching, like there's the Punchline documentary on the Punchline in LA, and I think it's great. It's on Showtime. There's four of them, and I'll be watching it, and then immediately just people will be talking to me while I'm watching it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'll have to rewind. So it takes, I think they're like 40 some odd minutes a piece. It'll take me an hour and a half to watch one.
Yeah. So growing up in a family of seven, we had a rule, and I've instituted in my house, and that is if you come walking in while someone's watching something on TV, you are not allowed to ask them what's happening. you are not allowed to stop and make you stop what you're watching and explain what's going on the TV. That is a rule. You cannot do it. Now, if at any point there is a pause in the action and you want to pause it and inform them, then that's perfectly fine. But while the show is on, you are not allowed to ask what's going on.
No, they just asked me to look at their phones or my wife will be looking. Oh, like one of the guys that produces that particular documentary went to her high school, it turns out. She's always naming the credits. And then for the first 15 minutes of the show, it was her going through his IMDb and informing me of everything this man I've never met nor care about has done. Which I'm like, well, would you let me watch his work? I'm watching the work. If you want me to be impressed that he went to your high school, can I at least watch this to see? He wasn't one of the comedians or even the guy that did it or wrote or directed it.
Oh, sure.
He's just some schmuck that was like, you know, an assistant producer on the thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like,
it's like, well, you have a 45-year-old friend that did a, is part of a minor part of a documentary on Showtime.
Right. Like, everyone's got a random friend who has some strange credit. As a matter of fact, I've got the guy who used to play bass in my band. He's actually got a really cool gig, is that he's in the credits of almost every Marvel movie of the last, like, decade because he works building sets. You know, they all film it in that one studio that's in, like, the south of Atlanta. And he just got a gig there building spaceships and building Thor's hammer and stuff like that. So he's in all the credits right there. And he always texts me pictures of him, you know, next to, I don't know, like the shield of Captain America. And he's been painting it or something like that. But, yeah, everyone's got random friends with random credits.
Yeah, it's not Mike Binder, the guy who's the comedian that did it. It's none of the comedians in the documentary. So at that point, like, it's the interest of it is kind of waning. Like, okay, he works at Showtime. I'm 45 and have a radio show. Like, I mean, we're 45 now. Yeah. Like, people have jobs. They should be kind of close to the height of their profession at this age.
So you, Fred, not to drastically change the subject, but I do want to – you think that this is in the bag – like, the Patriots got this weekend, right? There's no way that they lose this weekend.
No, I think there's a way they lose. I just think I like them this weekend. I think again, I've seen Buffalo three times.
So this is more of an indictment of Buffalo than it is that you think the Patriots will somewhat right the ship.
I can explain why my thinking is, A, the Patriots are very well coached, and they have a full week of practice this week, which they can focus on Buffalo. It's been uninterrupted. So they do, I do believe in their ability to scheme, and the idea that they have this full week of practice, I think, is helpful. Second of all, you know, a Belichick coach team with this kind of crap against it, I believe will come out not as disinterested as they did on Sunday. Also, I think that they are going to make a concerted effort and stop screwing around to establish a run game and let Cam run and stop with the nonsense.
Because
they have to win.
To so
it's,
to
yeah, yep. So it's not time for experimenting. I mean, you've experimented, it failed. Get back to the way you played Miami. And I think if they play Buffalo that way and they control the ball, which is a cliche because every team wants to do that short of Kansas City, that you don't have to keep their offense off the field, but they will make a mistake. Josh Allen makes mistakes, a lot of them. That team makes mistakes. And so if it's a situation where it's a close game at the end of the game, I five times as much think Buffalo makes a mistake to screw it up rather than the Patriots. So, yeah, read pass option, you know, have Cam, like Bert said earlier. It's the same thing everyone knows. I just think... yeah, Buffalo's going to, you know, force you to run probably, and so run. And run into it.
Well, I mean, they're as we were saying before.
They have 85 only, running backs, well, but they haven't won without Sony Michel, which is, you know, Sony Michel is the... They've not won without Sony Michel this year.
By the way, Sony Michel, you know, you're talking about Edelman with the bone-on-bone issue. Isn't that something that Sony Michel dealt with as well? Didn't he also have that bone-on-bone
issue? I don't remember bone-on-bone. I mean,
like, I think it was when he was in college he had that issue as
Nick,
well.
Nick, you That's do have I'm a job, of. Dude.
That's what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of pro. You might be right about college. But ultimately, it's Sony Michel, not Sony Michel. Whatever the case may be. I mean, the Patriots see a lot of Buffalo. It's an interdivision game, unlike Denver, who got their starting quarterback back right before their game. Unlike San Francisco,
and they
you don't see a lot.
They played that game, and there was a bunch of garbage going on.
San Francisco was missing. It had 14 players in injured reserve. You know, you don't see that team that much. You see Buffalo a lot. Division games are different. which means the Patriots have more of a fighting chance in this one than they did the last 2 weeks. I have to be honest with you, as time has gone on and we get closer and closer to this game, I have to believe that they win this one. I have to. I wasn't on Fred's side of the fence until about a couple of days ago, where I'm factoring all these things in and thinking, okay, I mean, if this team, which is still loaded with veterans, by the way, guys that have been through this before,
their defense should stop Buffalo's passing game. I mean, they have to. I mean, they have a lot of money poured into that secondary. I mean, we could be basic about it. I mean, Gilmore should trail Diggs all over the field.
Beasley's a good slot guy, but the Patriots have some good slot corners. So, I mean, you should be able to slow them down.
And he'll make mistakes. And he will make mistakes. Yes. He's going to turn the ball over. Josh Allen will turn the ball over in that game.
Well,
you should win the turnover battle in that game.
I'm actually kind of excited, you know, with Edelman being out. We know that Edelman's just basically been a waste of a receiver since the beginning of the season because he was obviously injured. We don't know if N'Keal Harry's going to be there, but you know what? To have Demir Byrd, Gunnar Olszewski, Jacoby Myers, I don't mind seeing what these guys have. You know, getting these guys out there, trying to prove that they have a spot on this roster,
Maybe they are an important part of this team.
If there was ever a time for a tight end to show up,
a tight end to show up, it would be this week.
You know, maybe Asiasi will actually, man. I mean, he's been open, according to the All-22.
I know, and Cam hasn't seen him. But the other thing, and this is more of an indictment of what the Patriots have at receiver, N'Keal Harry's not going to play this weekend. I mean, he's not going to play this weekend. No. And Edelman, of course, is out. But does that change the game plan for either team? Does that change the Patriot offense? Does it change the way Buffalo attacks the Patriots offense at all?
Because McDaniels has got to stop being cute. And it's one of those things that you got to run the ball, and if they can stop you, they can stop you.
Yeah, they're going to play man. I mean, they were going to play the Patriots man anyway and blitz. That still hasn't changed. I mean, the receivers that are no longer playing for the Patriots, Edelman and Harry, neither of them required double coverage.
No, and neither of them were at all a downfield threat. So, yeah, it doesn't change anything. With the kid from NC State, you got someone who could go downfield. Maybe that helps. I don't know. What's his name?
Jacoby Myers.
What's-his-face fawns over.
Yeah, he showed a little bit. In the second half,
he's supposed to be someone who can get downfield a little bit, if I'm not mistaken.
He is supposed to be, and he's going to get his chance. He's one of your starting wide receivers this weekend.
So I do. I mean, the Patriots are still the Patriots, regardless. And I just think that. And listen, I don't think Cam Newton's going to come out and throw for 350 yards, but I think that with his size, he can run, and so. Tell him to get out of the pocket. Tell him to run around.
Put it this way. If we're saying all this stuff, and then if they go out and get blasted again, if they lose by two touchdowns again, we will finally have a qualified answer as to what this season is going to look like. Right now, there's still some stuff up in the air. Yeah, the Patriots are 2-4, but they got, like I just said, they have a lot of veterans. They got guys who know what they're doing. If they go up to Buffalo and get squashed, then we can officially write the season off.
All right. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. Coming up next at 10, Sports Talk. Well, you're on the clock. Zolak and Bertrand. Right now, it's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sport. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Go! 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 Just go! 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 Whatever it takes, Rich is dictator. POTUS, my tail, ask the beta. Prime time primo, rhyme time crime. Like no other in this lifetime. White House killer, dead in lifelines. Broke this joke out, or die trying.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And we are 4 days from the election. As the people are looking at polls and thinking they know what they're talking about. As I lost so much respect for Nate Silver 4 years ago that I can't tell you. From 538. That, I mean, talk. They had the New York Times. I saw something yesterday in 2016. Had Clinton with a 99% chance of winning the election. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know why you do polling before an election.
Well, the polling seems to only be good for the candidates themselves, so they can assume where they need a little more of a push.
Yeah,
but for people just looking and trying to figure out who's going to win or not, I don't believe any of them.
Yeah, it's like you need a landline. And I guess the way that they do the polling before the election is through a landline.
How many people have those?
I mean, I have a landline, you know, for emergencies, but I don't know, like, if someone, I don't answer it. I never answer the landline.
And, I had like a thing on my cable system that if someone was calling my landline, it would go up on my TV while I was watching it. And I'm like, dude, I don't use that landline. And I had to call them and make them quit doing that.
Oh, it's like $100 a month or something for the landline, too. It's something ridiculous.
It was just kind of thrown in, I think, with everything else. They were just like, oh, and landline. Woohoo.
Yes, winner. Yes, indeed. it's a whole situation going on over there.
Yeah, so, I mean, what they're saying now is that don't send it in. If you've got one, you're not going to get it there in time.
I think you're out of your mind to mail one of those things in anyway, unless you absolutely had to.
I did. I mailed mine in, and it was counted. You can track it online, but I did it like a week ago. So Mary did hers like 2 weeks ago. So, but you can go online and track it, and it only took like 2 days through the mail, and it's now there. You can go onto the little website, and it shows you, tracks where it went.
Yeah.
But don't do it now.
I don't trust
anything.
Don't
do it now. You can't do it now. So
I don't trust anything.
Too late.
I don't trust anything. I don't even trust that I went and did it early. I don't even know where that's going. I put it in some duffel bag.
Oh, really? At least I had a box that I could, a slot to stick it to in a box.
No, there was like a duffel bag someone had.
Oh, boy.
And I put it in there.
Just a random duffel bag on the floor there?
No. There was a person behind a table.
Oh, all right.
Oh, how about this? I forgot to tell you about this. One of my friends was one of the people who put his ballot in that box that was at Copley Square that was set on fire.
Oh, jeez.
So he had to check and see whether or not his was counted. I haven't heard back as to whether his was, because not all of them were burnt, but you heard about that dude who went and, he went and like threw something down there and set some of the ballots on fire. Well, they found the guy. Boy, this is such a weird thing that I do. I saw I didn't know what the guy looked like or anything, but I saw the dude's name. And for some reason, I like to put it into Facebook, their name, and just to see if they're like followers of our show.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, this would be really weird. And this guy was not a follower of our show.
Okay.
But that dude was bat blank insane. Like the stuff he was putting up on his Instagram, or his Facebook page. Yeah, this is somebody who would just randomly light stuff on fire. He probably didn't even know it was a ballot box.
Hell yeah.
Yes, this guy was.
Fire! Let's go down. That's why you got to light your fires in the quarry. Mm-hmm. If you're going to really let the ladies dance on the 4th of July, you got to go down to the quarry and make it happen. Hell, any kind of mishap down there, sweep it under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be going into the big city making fires. Nah. Mm-hmm. You just go over to the old Townsend shed. Burn that thing down. Old Mr. Townsend. He'll come running. He'll try to shoot you the rocks out, but you can get away. Uh-huh. Hell yeah. Tonight's Devil's Night. They don't even have Devil's Night in Boston.
Is Devil's Night, it's the night before? Okay.
Uh-huh.
It was before or after. Okay.
That's a big thing. There used to be a big thing in Detroit, Devil's Night.
What'd you guys do for Devil's Day?
I don't vandalize things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's 84 all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, flip cars upside down, let them on fire.
Well, that was the height of rioting in Detroit. That's when Devil's Night, where they burned down Cass Corridor. Where now I have friends that live, which is very weird because Wayne State's down there. But yes, they burned down Cass Corridor on Devil's Night, around 1983, 1984, when I was a kid.
What's Cass Corridor?
It's used to be a horrible section of Detroit, but now it's been taken over by Wayne State University. But it was that was when, if you went to Detroit, Mitch Albom would write an article every Thanksgiving about some kid from like a nice town that would take the wrong turn in Detroit and end up getting murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So that was when you actually, if you went into Detroit, unless you were in Greektown or the News Center area, the chances are that you were going to at least have a threat of murder.
Oh, good.
Yes, but that has gone away. Tim, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Hey, what's up, Tim?
So, Fred, Mr. Influencer, I'm not sure if you've noticed Yager's latest post, COVID photo. He's doing his best Zoolander impression.
Mm-hmm. I've seen
it. And spells COVID photo, F for fun, Yager.
Yes.
I thought that might get you up in your Instagram followers. Also, just wanted to hear some Yager music.
It's like the COVID, the mask is like the rubber.
We have COVID. We have fun.
Yes. I'm immune to everything. The gonorrhea, you get five times, it goes away. Drip, drip, drip. There's nothing like the vibration of a cow. It's like a ninja for quarantine. Yes. And if you follow Yager, everything is in check. His writing. There is someone dressed as Mike Myers that's walking around with a knife. And that is Scott Zolak. He's dressed as Mike Myers. Full on Mike Myers. Is that a real knife? Well,
he's got the jacket and everything.
He was named the spookiest member of 98.5 The Sports.
Oh, he was indeed. I love The Weeknd. I have so much fun awaiting me. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Fred. Welcome to the wagon, by the way.
Thank you.
Nice to have you.
Thank
you. And I just want to let you guys know I found a new layer of disgust with my own humor. I Spotified the Yellow River Boys, the urinal street station, and I hate myself, and I'll never look at a dog bowl the same way again.
Yep.
But plugging that into Spotify, they add some other artists and stuff in there. One of them was a smash hit, Hanging Out With My Family, from the Birdemic, if you ever saw that fine film, as well as Corey Feldman. He made it to the playlist as well, so I appreciate the exposure.
All right, yeah, there you go.
The Urinal Street Station is like an instant. Like, I can't listen to it too much. I listen to it about once every 3 months, and I don't even listen to all of it. I just listen to the first minute of each of the songs, and I cackle laughing, and then I put it away until I forget about it again, and then boom.
You kind of know what you're getting. They're a bunch of pee jokes. Jack, go ahead.
Entire album written about doing something with pee.
Hey, guys. Yeah.
Hey, Jack, what's up?
So I've noticed Cam has had some trouble throwing the ball as of late. Do you think that's the result of the balls being too inflated, or is it something else? Go Bills.
There you go. Well, my friend,
he got us.
There is the Bills Mafia is out and about on this Devil's Night.
They are always out and about early in the season.
They are out and about.
And then week 12, they have a hard time locating them. It's pretty amazing the way that works.
I don't know.
The yoke is on us. God, so
God, they should allow the Bills fans in the parking lot. Let them have the parking lot. I mean, they're going to hurt themselves either way.
That's true. At least if you're there, the police can pen them all in. That's a good point.
Yeah, you can contact
Trace. Instead of random neighborhoods getting trashed,
yeah,
you just have one neighborhood get trashed.
Yeah, turn it into Thunderdome? Just let them all, like, fight each other?
Everybody enters and only a few leave.
You can contact Trace everyone that was in there.
That's a good point. Have them all wear monitors when they walk in.
Yeah, it's not like they're not going to be doing it somewhere else.
Can COVID be passed through the butt crack?
That's a good
question. If you're indeed chugging beer?
At the beginning of COVID, there were a lot of people speculating on if farts could make it.
That is true. It just has to be a massive amount of farts for that to happen.
Yeah, so.
Because of, they say feces is one thing that transfers it. And that's where they do right there. D-A does not like feces. He likes feet. Feet.
I heard fee. Yeah, fee-fi-fo-fum. What do you think of that, Mr. McConaughey?
McConaughey, you got to think that guy absolutely loves it.
Mm-hmm.
I know he does.
Do you love Tootsies? What did the little piggy say?
Speaking of little guitar tickles.
Me and you and one lady.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 1 foot for each of us. Switch. Grease him up Hunter Biden style.
You guys have not seen that video yet of Hunter Biden?
I don't know what you're talking about. No,
not seen it. Listener sent it. He loves feet. All right, is that a real knife? That's a real knife. Oh, it's fake. All right, Hunter Biden. There's someone sent us a video, and he loves feet. He's sitting there large and in charge. He's got nothing to be ashamed of in terms of his of what he's got downstairs. But he's there. He's nude, and he's rubbing a foot. And then he, like, becomes distracted by this pipe, and then he starts rubbing the foot again. He just wants to know the foot's there. But he loves feet. If you believe the video and you believe it's him. I mean, they can do anything with videos now, but if you believe it's him, whoever it is, it's someone who's knee-deep in a foot fetish fiesta.
which is the name of my new album. All right, Rachel, what's coming up?
All right, the Bruins celebrate Halloween when bad sitcoms make Halloween episodes, and is there anything spookier than the state of Florida?
All right, we will have that for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
In just a moment.
It's a really good idea to be really active on Twitter. That is a one-way ticket to riches. There's no downside.
It's Toucher and Rich on Boston's Home for Sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack,
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. John, who brings us the stack?
Like always, Fred, it's Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payments, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
I just read the first review that I could find for Mandalorian Season 2. First episode comes out today. And apparently, it's excellent, because I knew it would be. Yeah, can't wait for that. That will be a Friday evening thing I will be doing. First one was surprisingly good, believe it or not, for a show starring a Muppet. Well, a couple of minutes ago, Bill Belichick spoke to the press, and somebody asked him about all the rumors with Stephon Gilmore and whether or not they're going to trade any of the players. And the way it was framed was a little strange, and Bill Belichick obviously not a big fan of what we do, Fred.
If you guys lose this weekend, are you automatic sellers at the trade deadline? I think that's what everybody's wondering, and kind of the talk radio fodder. And maybe it's not something you entertain, but that, I think, is the question.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. It's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
Okay, two things. First of all, Mike cut out 5 seconds of silence between the question being asked and him answering. And second of all, why are so many people hedging their bets when they're asking these questions? Like, instead of just asking him the question, he's like, well, you know, that's not what I think. It's what sports talk radio is saying.
I wonder when he takes the check from WEEI if he just burns it.
Yeah.
Because he's not too big a man to take money from talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
So good for him. And I guess I could go and do an honest thing, like have my dad be the coach of a team and have him hire me as a coach. But unfortunately, I had to pave my own way in life. So I'm sorry I don't live up to Bill's expectations of what's a good guy. I could hire my son. Maybe Milo will be my co-host of mine. Maybe when I get older, I'll make him my co-host.
I hate when people ask questions. I almost had more of a problem with the asking of the question than what Bill said.
I could be a beat writer and make 1/10 my salary. So maybe I'll do that because it's a noble profession. So, instead of just wasting all my time doing this. What a horrible life I've really dug out for myself professionally. I mean, there's so many things I could do. I could be like a special teams assistant. Oh, that's right. My dad's not the coach. Okay. My bad.
I would just say, does this game determine whether or not you guys are going to be sellers at the trade deadline? You go.
I guess. Your team sucks.
It's not what I think. It's sports.
No. Eat it, Bill. You suck. good job coaching this year. I can't wait. Good. When you're no longer the coach of this team, when you limp into the finish line with your garbage team that you can't draft, good. Keep talking. That's good. Ruin your legacy with the next 5 years. You know what? You really. I wonder. I couldn't have come out with N'Keal Harry in the first round. You're brilliant.
To be honest,
Debo Samuel was so underground. I don't know if I could have found him. You really would have had to gone through your paces with him.
It isn't looking very good for the who's more responsible for the dynasty Belichick versus Brady thing this year. It's not looking great right now.
Well, he had the balls to play him. You have to give him that. He had the balls to play him.
He did. He did. All right. Well, is there anything spookier than the state of Florida? Probably not. I was going to quiz you guys, but just by hearing the summary of this, you'll know exactly where it took place. A man paid $150 to let a guy play with his adult-sized leopard. That happened in Florida.
Yep.
Guess what happened next? Fred, I believe you have the audio.
All right. I've screwed everything up pretty massively here. Let me do this. And I will do this, and I have it. Here we go. Here is the story.
You saw exclusively first right here on 10, a man mauled by a black leopard behind a Davey home.
He had just paid to have contact with the animal. Local 10 News reporter Syra Anwar is live in Fort Lauderdale outside the victim's attorney's office. Syra.
Yeah, and I just spoke to his attorney. He said his client, rather the victim in this attack, spent a week in the emergency room. He says when he had signed up for this one-on-one experience with a leopard, an attack was not part of that plan.
Photos show a victim's banded.
What was that? Was that straight out of Girls on Film?
or Freeze Frame by the Jay Giles band?
I know.
Photos.
My goodness. I mean, let's go back to the 80s and make that camera sing.
Photos show a victim's bandaged head and ear after he was mauled by a black leopard. Detectives with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission say this bloody attack happened in an enclosure behind this Davey home on Ernest Boulevard August 31st.
It's just a dude's house, and he's built like this like fence that he keeps a big-ass leopard in. Like,
why
it's
not?
A big black leopard.
What, you got something cooler?
No, I don't.
I mean, what do you want me to? How do you want me to show that I am a man? But to have the most exotic and fiercest of the felines, and I ain't talking about old red-headed Sally.
The man who lives here, Michael Podgy, has a Facebook page saying he runs a sanctuary for rare and endangered animals.
Yeah, it's my backyard.
That's what it is. It's like he lives in like a neighborhood.
Yeah. Why? What? Listen. Why discriminate? Buffalo Bills play in a neighborhood. Why can't I have a zoo?
That's a good point.
I mean, I live right that next door to the dang Buffalo Bills, Raymond, whatever the hell name of it is.
This video shows Podgy petting a black leopard on a kitchen counter.
Good girl.
This ain't just any of the old spotted leopard. This is a black leopard. Classy.
Another video shows him inside the leopard enclosure playing with what he explains is a female leopard. Investigators say Podgy charged 50-year-old Dwight Turner, seen here, $150 for a, quote, full contact experience.
I like how they mention it. I think it's female. It's got holes.
Ain't got no jaguar balls.
I mean, this thing's got holes. I mean, he's got holes. Yeah. I'm assuming it's female. I don't know. But you can get in there, rubber. I mean, pet her. What could happen? Oh, she loved people.
Seen here, $150 for a, quote, full contact experience with his black leopard to, quote, play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures. FWC's report says once the man walked inside the enclosure, the leopard attacked. The injury so severe, the report says the man's scalp was, quote, hanging from his head. And his
hell yeah. Well, that's, I mean, it just paid for itself. The leopard just paid for itself.
Are you kidding?
It's Halloween. It ripped the dang, it scalped that sumbitch. Hell yeah. Welcome to Podgy's
party.
Yeah, welcome to Podgy's Leopard Emporium. Would you like a full contact session with my leopard?
So severe, the report says the man's scalp was, quote, hanging from his head, and his right ear was torn in half.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Podgy.
Authorities say
hey there, I'm Michael Podgy.
Hi, I'm Michael Podgy.
There was a girl named Jenny Podgy that I dated. I wonder if they're related.
How'd that go?
She left me.
Oh.
And she never explained why, so I called her all the time to figure it out.
I'm sure that went over well.
Oh, yeah. She wanted to get back with me immediately.
That's what they
would. She's like, keep calling. This is really making a lot of sense. My dad's a really muscular cop. Swing by the house.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michael Podgy.
Authorities say Podgy, seen here in a YouTube video trying to sell little monkeys.
Well, I mean, it's the name of my new record. Selling little monkeys.
It's just you snugging them, just smiling.
Yeah, just my arms around some monkeys like, hey, I hate to let them go, but I can't keep them all. I'm silly in monkeys. I need someone to take them off my hands. That seems that like a like when you see a monkey like in they're all over I was at an island where they're like all over the place. It starts with an N. I can't remember it. And Nevis. And yeah, they're all over the place in Nevis. And you think like, oh, that'd be great to have a monkey. And then those things, they throw fits like you wouldn't believe. They'll rip your head off. They're not nice, those monkeys. They're mean. They like the one guy. And then other than that, they don't like, I mean, they're dirty. They throw poo. They don't wipe themselves.
Was charged for allowing full contact with an extremely dangerous animal and was cited for maintaining captive wildlife in an unsafe condition.
Nothing like that fine to really dissuade people from doing it.
I just wonder, like, driving through any Florida neighborhood, like simple neighborhood, like what kind of weird stuff is being held, you know, or people in Wells. But I mean, like, who would have thought that the guy next door would have like a big ass jaguar? And I love how he was surprised by the moment he was let into the cage, the guy's face got ripped off.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm sure that because they're animals. I mean, I'm sure 85 people have pet the jaguar, but all it takes is a jaguar just one day. I mean, like I have a cat. Like, the cat's 22 years old. Sometimes when I go to pet the cat, she'll, like, start biting me. Like, you know, because they do that. They're stupid animals. They don't know what the hell they're doing.
Because you forgot to put on your Axe body spray.
Yeah, well, sometimes I remember. That ain't the only kitty I'm fighting off.
And the victim's attorney, again, his office is right here. He says that whole experience was ill.
She's in a trailer park. The victim's attorney.
She's actually in a booth at Denny's.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got like a bunch of manila envelopes. Moon's over my hammy.
And the victim's attorney, again, his office is right here. He says that whole experience was illegal, so any waiver that he may have signed before interacting with that leopard is completely void. He's now seeking damages, seeking compensation for his client's pain and suffering. Now, as the story develops, we will keep you updated.
Yeah, he'll be rolling in it. That guy's going to look out for your multi-millions of dollars. Right. They're going to come rolling in from the guy with the leopard in his backyard. What a waste of time suing him. What are you trying to lose money? What are you going to get out of him?
Yep. The leopard.
The leopard.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Right. Yeah, sure. Right. When they make him get rid of the leopard to some zoo, you're going to get the nothing. I mean,
the life of that leopard. He's like trapped in this cage in this dude's backyard. He's probably feeding him like cheeseburgers.
Oh yeah,
from down the street.
Oh yeah, you know what it costs to feed one of those things? Yeah, he's not feeding it properly. There's no way. There's no way.
He's just throwing stuff in there, and then like you know, he's trying everything. Any moment he's looking around the cage. How do I escape? How do I escape? So he lets this dude in, and the second that fence cracks open, I guarantee he's like, "Rah!" Just like right on this dude's face because he's hungry and he wants out. And this guy's in the middle of both of those things.
I'm telling you that there's probably been a bunch of people in there that have successfully pet the thing. But you never know how they're crazy.
Well, remember the Lion King? The lion, whatever it was called, the Tiger King. Weren't they talking about how when they would have those like pay to pet a tiger deal, they would shoot them up with tranquilizers beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know how they're going to react. My dumb dog, I don't know how it's going to react when someone comes in. I mean, the dog freaks out at some people and lets some people in, and it's not a race thing, which it is with a lot of dogs, because it doesn't like my neighbor, who's just an old white guy. So, like, the dog, I don't know who the dog likes and doesn't like. They're animals. You gotta be on top of those things.
Okay, so yesterday, Kim Kardashian tweeted out something that I think she thought that people were going to be like, that's the most amazing idea ever. But to be quite honest, this is something out of a nightmare. So she just had her 40th birthday, and she tweeted out, for my birthday, Kanye got me the most thoughtful gift of a lifetime. A special surprise from heaven. A hologram of my dad.
Yeah. Oh. It's just like having him there.
She said, it's so lifelike. We watched it over and over, filled with emotion, and she put a video of it on there. Ooh, you ready for some nightmares?
is.
You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl. I watch over you and your sisters and brother and the kids.
So proud of your porn.
Every day. Sometimes I drop hints that I'm around, like when you hear someone make a big peefee, or when you make a big peefee.
What's a peefee?
Remember when I would drive you to school in my tiny Mercedes every day and we would listen to this song together?
Okay, I gotta stop it. I don't know whose voice is that?
It's his voice.
How do you know it's his voice? He goes, I'm so proud of you growing up now.
Because they probably took a bunch of tapes of his voice and made him say things. They can do anything now. So, yeah, they did it. Did you see the thing how they manipulated the audio of Step Brothers and they put the faces?
Yeah, Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger and Stallone.
But that's not their voices.
I guarantee you they can do it with his voice. And
well,
I don't know how
there was a great Black Mirror episode that did that, and it was fantastic.
I don't know how that's supposed to make you feel anything. That I mean, yeah, he's real proud of that porn. Well, you really did. Wow, you have a lot of money. Great life. You only get one life, and now you're stuck with a lunatic looking at a hologram of me, and with your big satisfaction is tweeting it out so people can be alarmed by it.
I mean, that is nightmare material. Here's your dead father speaking to you. I don't know who wrote these words, but we're going to pretend it's your dad.
I'm so proud of you that a porn made it so that you married a lunatic and live in a fishbowl. What a life you've gotten for yourself. But you're rich. And what are you doing when you're rich but looking at a hologram of me that your insane husband put together? Congratulations. You couldn't have just been like a rich chick in Los Angeles. You had to marry Kanye and become this thing. But you listen, it's Halloween. Just look at asses. That's all I can tell you. Everyone have a great Halloween. Congratulations to Scott Zolak, who's in next for being the spookiest member of 98.5 The Sports Hub. That'll do it for us. Maybe I'll see you at the Art Museum today. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.